Okay, we'll go ahead and call the committee to order, and the secretary will take the roll.
Chair Jones.
Here.
Vice Chair Holmlin.
Here.
Vice Chair Regeer.
Excused.
Vice Chair Cheetah.
Excused.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
Here.
Representative Bartel.
He's here somewhere.
Excuse.
Here. Camry.
Representative Beattie.
Here.
Representative Fuller.
Here.
Representative Garner.
True. They never did contact.
Excused.
No. Representative Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Hopkins.
Here.
Representative Keene.
Here.
Representative Keough.
Here.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Here.
Representative Mercer.
Here.
Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Nave.
Here.
Representative Patelis. Representative Reed.
Here.
Representative Rickey.
Here.
Representative Schillinger.
Here.
Representative Stuart Paraguay.
Excused.
Representative Vinton.
Excused.
Representative Windy Boy.
Here.
Mr. Chair, the quorum is present.
With a quorum present, we are ready to do business. We have four bills to do executive action on. We will begin with Senate Bill 51. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 51 do pass.
Senate Bill 51 has been moved to pass. Do pass. I know there's an amendment. Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move Amendment SB 51.3.3. Do pass.
Okay. You've heard the motion on the amendment. Representative Kirk Carpenter, do you want to explain your amendment, or do you want me to staff do it?
Yeah, why don't we have the staff do it?
Or
be happy to chime in.
And Joe, on the short notice, are you ready?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this basically affects just a couple spots in the bill, and what it effectively does is it says if somebody uses ARPA funds to install fiber, optic, or coax cable, that they're not eligible for this exemption that is provided in this bill.
And Mr. Chair, just to follow up, the intention with this is to ensure that we don't run into trouble with the feds in terms of how we utilize the ARPA funds, and so that we don't end up having to give money back to the feds.
Okay, and just a little background, I did speak to the sponsor. I called the sponsor. I told him this was what was going on today, and he was comfortable with this action. Any discussion on the amendment? Questions been called? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there any noes? Then without objection, passes unanimous. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 182 do pass.
We've got to finish 51. So move Senate Bill 51 as amended.
Excuse me. I'm got ahead of myself. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 51 do pass as amended.
It's been Senate Bill 51 has been do passed as amended. Move do pass as amended. Is there discussion on the bill?
Question.
Okay, question has been called, seeing no discussion. Can we do a voice vote on this bill? Mary, did you shake your head no? Okay. Roll call vote.
Chair Jones.
Yes.
Vice Chair Holmlin.
Yes.
Vice Chair Regeer.
Yes, by proxy.
Vice Chair Cheetah.
Yes, by proxy.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
No.
Representative Bartel.
Yes.
Representative Beattie.
Yes.
Representative Fuller.
Yes.
Representative Garner.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Hopkins.
Aye.
Representative Hamilton.
No.
Representative Keene.
No.
Representative Keough?
No.
Representative Kirk Carpenter?
No.
Representative Mercer?
Yes.
Representative Moore?
No.
Representative Nave?
Yes.
Representative Patelis?
Yes.
Representative Reed?
Yes.
Representative Rickey?
Yes.
Representative Schillinger?
Yes.
Representative Stuart Paraguay?
No, by proxy.
Representative Vinton?
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Windy Boy?
No.
Motion passes 16-8.
Motion. So bill passes 16-8. We are now on, it's been amended. I'll have to have a floor sponsor. I want. Did Bartel raise his hand?
I didn't hear you, sir.
Oh, I was saying I thought I saw you raise your hand to be a floor sponsor, but then Hopkins saved you. And so,
thank you, Representative Hopkins. You have a lot of my money.
So we have our floor sponsor because we're an amended bill. Okay, Senate Bill 182.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 182 do pass.
Okay, Vice Chair Holmland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Substitute amendment to table Senate Bill 182. This has been requested by the bill sponsor.
Substitute motion to table. And so with a substitute motion to table, non-debatable motion, do we need to roll call this? Or are we good with a voice vote? I have to roll call this? Not to table. No, table you don't. Not to table. Yeah, the table's not. You can proxy the table. So, all right. So, all those in favor of tabling, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there objection? No. So, with no noes, then without objection, we'll show table motion was unanimous. Vice Chair Holmland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 212 do pass.
Senate Bill 212 has been moved do pass. Are there amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move to amend Senate Bill 212 with SB 212.3.1.
Okay, and I'm going to have our staff explain the amendments. Or I can if you want me to.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, what this does to the bill is... this was a bill to require information to be provided when the tax reappraisal is sent out. And this amendment, actually what it does is it, because of the fiscal note was about $350,000 out of a $360,000 a year fiscal note was mailing costs. So what this does is this folds it into when the announcement goes out. Of the reappraisal, this will be mailed with it. So that basically the only cost is the cost of the printing of the paper itself. There's no mailing cost, so it should drop the fiscal note significantly down to somewhere in the $10,000 to $20,000 a year range. And then what this bill also does, because the Department of Revenue indicated that a lot of times people are aware of their the implications of property taxes. When they actually pay their bill, they open their bill and they see the numbers, and they're not really looking at the reappraisal, which is on the every other year. This requires there to be a notice in the newspapers about the time of the tax bills being sent out so that people will know that this information is available for them to see it. And then it includes an appropriation to allow the counties to pay for that newspaper legal notice. Mr. Chairman.
So effectively, it'll go out with the assessment. On the years that the assessment goes out, it'll be a legal notice in the paper right around tax time on the off year. It provides the transparency we sought, and it does deal with our issue. The previous issue was that the we were going to have it go out with the taxes themselves, but the some of the counties... When you talk to the treasurer, some printed themselves, some sent it to Black Mountain to print, some did print for less, and it got it all Twitter-pated about how would they get it, how would they include it. They needed to have their software reprogrammed. I think it was largely they just didn't want to do it. But that being said, it solved the problem at a much cheaper rate. So additional discussion on the amendment. Voice vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Is there opposition? Without objection, passes unanimous.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate Bill 212 do pass as amended.
It's been moved do pass as amended. Is there discussion on the bill as a whole?
Question.
Question's been called. Again, a voice vote, all right? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there opposition? Seeing none, without objection, passes unanimous. So our fiscal note, when we see this on the floor, it's unlikely that our fiscal note will have caught up with us. But in talking to the Department of Revenue and such, it at least at this point, there's an assumption the fiscal note will, it's amended, so we'll see when it gets back to Osmond's for sure. But there appears to be the fiscal note will drop from $360,000 per year to somewhere around $50,000 per year. I guess we'll see when the fiscal note actually arrives, but substantially cheaper. Somebody want to carry this, or do we have a carrier? I'll carry it, I guess. Put me down as a carrier. I usually avoid that, but that being said, Senate Bill 355.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Senate Bill 355 do pass.
Senate Bill 55 has been moved to pass. Vice Chair Holmland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Substitute amendment, I move Senate Bill 355 to the table.
So substitute motion to table, non-debatable motion. So do we need to roll call vote this? Okay. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there noes? So let's list. I got to call the proxy. So we better call the proxy. We better roll call because we have a no.
Vice Chair Holmland.
Yes.
Vice Chair Regeer.
Yes, by proxy.
Vice Chair Cheetah.
Yes, by proxy.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
Yes.
Representative Bartel.
Yes.
Representative Beatty.
Yes.
Representative Fuller.
Yes.
Representative Garner.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Hamilton.
Yes.
Representative Hopkins. Me. Representative Keene.
Yes.
Representative Keough.
Yes.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative Mercer. Yes. Representative Moore.
Yes.
Representative Knave.
Yes.
Representative Patelis.
Yes.
Representative Reed.
Yes.
Representative Rickey.
Yes.
Representative Schillinger.
Yes.
Representative Stuart Paraguay.
To table. Yes, by proxy.
Representative Vinton.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Windy Boy.
Yes.
Chair Jones.
Yes.
Motion passes 23-1.
The bill is tabled. So that was all the work we have to do today. So thank you for doing it quickly. So House Bill 2, which is always our charge, is scheduled Wednesday to go to conference committee. And where it's scheduled, we pushed the scheduling back some. We're trying to have to be able to coordinate with the marijuana work being done in the Senate. Hopefully we'll see a little clearer by next Wednesday what things might look like. But that's probably the other big bill, and I believe House Bill 632, the beast, passed second today in the Senate. With a pretty good margin, so it should be coming back and ultimately will also probably go to conference committee. So those are probably the larger things I know that impact us, and we also should get a whole, these revenue bills that are coming out will ultimately come our way when they finally cross the floor. So we should get a bunch of the revenue work that's appearing on Friday. We ask that the bills are referred to us so we know what they are. We're on the first board, so we should see what our reference is. We'll probably, unless there's some reason we'd have to do it Friday, which I can't imagine, we probably will try to take care of it again Monday. And so I doubt we'll be meeting tomorrow at this point. Joe, do we have any reason that you can see? But I do believe the floor is going in at 10. So, all right, is there anything else for the good of the order? With that, thank you, and we are adjourned.